It's 19 degrees and almost 10:15. I'm Jolene Laverty. Alex Sloan will be back with you tomorrow. And if you're one of the many Canberrans who cares about where their meat was farmed, only buys free-range eggs, then maybe the exhibition Once More With Love is for you too. It's about ethical jewellery, and it's not as popular as fair trade coffee at the moment, but it's on the rise. Suze Sholem is a Melbourne-based artist and has come up with the concept Once More With Love. Good morning, Suze.
Good morning, Jo. Thanks for having me.
From Melbourne, and you're in Canberra for this exhibition?
Loving it so far.
How far have you taken it?
Well, we started in Sydney a few months ago. We're now in Canberra, and we're going to culminate in quite a big event in Melbourne 2013 as part of the Sustainable Living Festival.
Tell us a bit about what Once More With Love is.
Once More With Love is a not-for-profit travelling jewellery project, very exciting, involving 21 contemporary jewellers from across Australia. The exhibition is only a partial component of the project, but essentially what we've done is 2 years ago started doing public call-outs for donations across Australia, asking the public to send us their unwanted or pre-loved jewellery that wasn't being worn anymore, essentially, and sent them to us. And we had a workshop in Melbourne where we had too many donations just to overwork. There's a radical jewellery makeover concept which was started by a group called the Ethical Metalsmiths of America, who I was quite inspired by. I met them a few years ago. They came out to Australia to talk about their ethical practices. What they do in America is hold workshops for students where they take community mined jewellery and give it to the students and sort of use that as a format to teach teach students and the wider community about issues of sustainability and ethics in jewellery production, of which there are many. And I loved that format, really responded to it, and decided that we needed to do something locally here in Australia. So we've done that exact thing, taking the community jewellery mining, bought it here, and instead of just having students rework it, we've sent the materials as mystery bags to 21 contemporary jewellers around Australia to let them rework the materials with love in their studio.
Lovely. Now, you've said that there are many ethical and sustainability issues around jewellery. And I think it is probably one of those things that we're only just starting to think about, where our jewellery comes from. Can you tell us what some of the issues are?
Indeed. I think it's really come to the public consciousness in the last few years, but it's still a long way to go. There's devastating social and environmental impacts, in particular in the poorest nations of the world, where the majority of precious metals and precious stones are mined and ground. We have huge issues in particular with gemstones. Silicosis is an occupational disease, a lung disease, that gemstone grinders who get paid, you know, between 17 and 30 cents an hour to grind down the gemstones that you'll buy in jewellery stores around the world. And, you know, the life expectancy of them is severely, it's shocking, honestly. The life expectancy of silver miners in Bolivia is the average of 40. And that's silver. There's issues with mining gold, with mercury in poor nations in Africa. A lot of people have seen Blood Diamond, the movie. This has sort of brought a few issues to the forefront, but that is only the tip of the iceberg.
There are a lot of shameful stories between the mine and where it gets to you underneath all the beautiful fluoro lights and the glass
exactly.
And the mirrors of the jewellery store. And, of course, we've been hearing more recently in the news about the miners in Africa who are going about their job and then being shot by police
exactly.
And for doing their job and asking for slightly more than they were getting paid before.
Completely.
So I guess what you're trying to do is encourage people to think more about where their jewellery is coming from with this exhibition.
That's
and
exactly
did you find
right.
it very difficult to get some of the jewellers on board with it?
No, not difficult at all, actually. We got a very broad interest from a lot of jewellers, and we invited certain people that already had a previous interest in ethical or sustainable jewellery, but other people were just drawn by the challenge of the project and wanting to translate their own ethical personal lives and combine that with their practices. And that's been a really exciting part of the project, is watching people talk about how they think about this in their everyday life, but they never really thought about translating it into a jewellery context. Mm. Really important. Jewellery is one of the biggest, 80% of gold mined in the world is used in jewellery. And for one gold ring, there leaves behind approximately, I believe it's 20 tonnes of waste, mine waste, and 180 million tonnes of mine waste gets dumped annually in rivers and local lands across the world every year. It's just
makes is very uncomfortable statistics, isn't it?
There are uncomfortable.
And jewellers are artists, and art is subjective. So
Indeed.
You must be getting some pieces which people go, wow, that's amazing, and some people that people go, I'm not wearing that.
I'm completely very, very wild reactions to the pieces. And there's very varied pieces in the show, and that's fantastic. There's a little bit of something for everyone, and including price range-wise as well.
Of course. We have a text here, which I'm sure you'll love, Suze.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Suze Sholem, who is the Melbourne-based artist and is curating the Sustainable Jewellery Project Once More with Love. And this text has come to you from Kate this morning. Good morning, Kate. She says, I had 4 titanium screws removed from my spine and made them into a necklace with beads on a leather lace. Is this recycling or sustainable?
That is fantastic, Kate. It is both. Kudos to you.
Isn't that terrific? And what are some of the other pieces that have been made?
Ooh, I don't want to spoil it.
Of course.
But we've had a variety of responses from jewellers being quite uncomfortable being asked to work, you know, materials that are not in their comfort zone. And this is part of the joy of the project. It pushes jewellers out of their comfort zones. Mm-hmm. So we've had some jewellers using everything that they got sent. Anna Davin, who's quite prolific for making Australiana semi-kitsch jewellery, has done something quite amazing and get on down and have a look at that at Built Gallery. And we've even had some artists be so confronted by the works that was in their bag that they decided just to use the bag that it came in.
Wow.
As a commentary on the miles that these materials travel, and simply in keeping with contemporary jewellery as well. This is one of the aspects that I would like to bring to the forefront is, you know, sadly, most commercial jewellery that you do purchase in the average jewellery store is not necessarily sustainable. It's hard to track the gold. It's not necessarily Kimberley certified diamonds. Even if they are, it could be led by corruption. Really, the best thing to do is to try and have more discussions about contemporary jewellers who are open to these sustainable ideas and to do the research yourself. Connect and find some jeweller that's doing amazing work rather than just going out and finding the first bit of bling that you like.
Or dig it out of your spine.
Dig it out of your spine, yep.
Put it into a necklace. Suze, it sounds fabulous. I'm not going to make the mistake again of not telling anyone where they can go to have a look at it. Can you tell us where people can go to have a look at Once
Please.
More with Love?
The show opens tomorrow at Bilk Gallery in Palmerston Lane, Manuka.
Fabulous.
Yes, so we'll be having a discussion around all of these issues tomorrow night from 5:30, and then the official opening is at 6 o'clock.
All right.
Myself and Simon Cottrell, lecturer at ANU, will be speaking, and then please come and join us for some organic wine and biodynamic cheeses. Indeed.
Very sustainable. Thank you very much. And I'm going to play a song here. We were talking about the movie Blood Diamonds. Mm. The opening title of that song has got the vocals of Nusu Ndoma, who is an African singer.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm not going to play that particular song. I'm going to play this other fantastic song where he's joined Peter Gabriel on his 25th anniversary tour.
Ooh.
It's brilliant. This is a live version. I hope you enjoy it.
Thanks, Jerry. Yusu!